Mary, call anytime at 800-387-8025. Follow the program on Facebook or Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for staying tuned in with us today. For segment five this hour, and our final segment of this week's broadcast, Mary and I were going to take you to Pennsylvania for our next destination spotlight and talk Hershey. But first, a quick message to say that today's show is sponsored by Carnival Cruise Line. Since its founding in 1972, it's the world's most popular cruise line, and they're all about affordable, fun vacations at sea and ashore. A Carnival Cruise features day and night entertainment with stage shows, musical performances, dance parties, they have casinos, water slides, and a lot more. They offer comfy staterooms, attentive service, casual and elegant dining, a variety of bars, and more. Their ships operate 3 to 16 day voyages, departing from every coast in the U.S., plus Canada, Puerto Rico, and Europe. Check them out at carnival.com or find a link at rudymaxa.com under sponsors.
Okay, now let's head to Pennsylvania and speak with the president of the Hershey-Harrisburg Regional Visitors Bureau, Mary Smith.
Mary, welcome. Nice to have you here on Rudy Maxa's Real with the Carries as we spotlight the Hershey and Harrisburg area. How are you today?
Great. Thanks so much for having me.
All right, I got to tell you, there are not many things out there that will give you a taste of America like some Hershey chocolate. And folks, if you've never been to Hershey, Pennsylvania, you're missing out on a real American gem. So, Mary, set the scene for everyone listening right now and talk about what a visit to Hershey is like.
So a visit to Hershey, for some people, they just anticipate chocolate. And we're going to go to a chocolate factory or just everything being chocolate. Certainly, there's a lot of chocolate things to do. But Hershey is a town that's where the Hershey bar was born. There's a factory in the middle of the town where the, you know, where the candy bar was born. And then the workers needed a place to go. And Milton Hershey built Hershey Amusement Park. So Hershey Park, which is home to millions of guests every year, is the most iconic and the most memorable thing to do in Hershey. The other things to do in Hershey, though, there are so many that people don't know about and we'd love for people to understand. Just outside of Hershey Park is a place called Hershey's Chocolate World. Chocolate World is a simulated chocolate factory tour, and so you kind of learn from the bean to bar how a Hershey bar is made. But within that facility, and they welcome, I believe it's 5 to 6 million guests every year. Lots of our guests who are traveling from D.C. to Niagara Falls or D.C. up to, you know, Boston, they make Chocolate World a definite place that they want to stop. In addition to learning about the chocolate making process, there's all kinds. There's a 4D show. There is make your own Hershey bar. Lots of interactive activities there.
And the town itself, I have to say, I mean, it is a great postcard town with the Hershey Kisses as lights, and you just have so much going on. It's a real family fun place, no question about it.
The streetlights are very iconic, and in a lot of the photos and postcards and things you'd see from Hershey, the streetlights are a big part of that.
Mary, I'd also like to talk, you oversee the region, which also includes the capital city of Harrisburg, a city that certainly has seen a tremendous amount of growth over the past, I'd say, decade or so. Why don't you tell our listeners what they can expect in Harrisburg?
Sure. So probably 15 minutes or so from Hershey is Harrisburg, which is the, you know, certainly the capital of Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
One of the most iconic things you can see and do here is the Capitol building. It's absolutely gorgeous. They run tours all day, pretty much every day. And then the city of Harrisburg is situated on the Susquehanna River. So it's a beautiful backdrop, also home to several museums. So it's almost like you can do Hershey to do the fun side of things, you know, the family amusement park kind of things. And then you can come to Harrisburg, hit some amazing museums, things like the National Civil War Museum.
Right.
Or the PA National Fire Museum.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people that if they look to stay in Harrisburg, they're going to find more reasonable rates as well than being right around Hershey. So that's another reason. And as you said, it's a 15-minute drive away.
Right.
So we've got, you know, a minute and a half or so that we're continuing in this. Give us an idea right now of when families come to Hershey, some of the popular activities. There's the great theme park. I don't know, there's probably like 60 or 70 different, you know, attractions and rides there. But what are some of the more popular activities that families partake in when they come to the Hershey-Harrisburg area?
So certainly the park is the top draw, but what people find when they get to Hershey is that there's some other amazing things to do. There's wonderful places to stay, from a beautiful campground to, you know, every kind of hotel. There's a place called Hershey Gardens, and Hershey Gardens recently opened a year-round conservatory that features a butterfly house. So any time of year, whether it's winter, summer, you walk into this butterfly house and you have 360 degrees of butterflies flying around you, landing on your shoulder. There is the Hershey Story Museum, which is right on Chocolate Avenue, where those streetlights are. Mm-hmm. It's this beautiful interactive museum where you learn all about the history of chocolate, Milton Hershey, the man, and more importantly, the Milton Hershey School, which all of the activities that
and
you
that's
do
with
Hershey.
Yeah, that's a real draw. Real quick, best time to visit, you feel?
If you really want to go to the park, you want to come in summertime, but you would want to avoid Saturdays. Take a couple days off during the week and really enjoy less crowds.
All right. Well, Mary, listen, we really do appreciate you being on the show with us today. Thank you very much, and thank you for spotlighting the Hershey-Harrisburg area with us.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Thanks, Mary.
All right, folks, one other thing I just want to say. If you want more information, you can just go to visithersheyharrisburg.org, visithersheyharrisburg.org, and they also have a chocolate spa there, too, which will interest you. And on that note, we are out of time for today's edition of our weekly travel get-together. Please be sure to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at RM World Travel. Check out the latest polls that just went up and vote in those. Special thanks to all our guests who appear on the show with us today. Thanks to our show team for helping Mary, Rudy, and me put the program together and get it to you. To all our network affiliates and sponsors and all of you out there who help make what we do America's number one travel radio show. Wherever you may be headed this week, safe travels and enjoy.
You've been listening to Rudy Maxa's World with the Carries, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.